This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of all charges, including murder Tuesday in the death of George Floyd. The black man died in police custody with Chauvin's knee on his neck almost 1 year ago. Video of the arrest led to protests over racism and policing in the U.S. and across the world last summer. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota is seeing celebrations instead of the unrest feared by a not guilty verdict. There is high security downtown and in other U.S. cities. The guilty verdict came after about 10 hours of jury deliberations over 2 days. Chauvin is expected to appeal and faces decades in prison. U.S. President Joe Biden told the family of George Floyd how relieved he was Tuesday in a phone call after the jury found the former officer guilty. The White House says President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris watched the jury's decision live on television near the president's Oval Office. President Biden said earlier Tuesday he was praying the verdict is the right verdict and believes the case to be overwhelming. It was the first time he weighed in during the trial, waiting until the jury was behind closed doors. Libya says flights between Tripoli and Cairo will restart on Wednesday after more than 6 years. Libya's prime minister also announced Tuesday the Egyptian embassy will reopen soon. Egypt closed its Tripoli embassy and halted flights in 2014 during conflicts between rival governments. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.